Hello and welcome to the After Dark podcast.
I like how you say it funny and different every time.
Where we're going to talk today about a conspiracy theory. We're going to talk about who actually murdered John Lennon.
Oh, I don't know shit about John.
What? We'll get to that.
All right.
Before we get too far into it, we just want to like make a quick little thing. They'll talk about shit's whack in the world right now. A
lot of stuff going on.
Between the George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
the woman in Toronto.
I can't remember her last name. Regis.
Regis, yeah. There's just a lot. The riots. We're recording this right in like the day after the big riot.
Yeah, with the Target burning down and.
But for all the next like few episodes, we're gonna kind of take a break from true crime, just because you're constantly seeing it on social media and you're constantly seeing stuff like that on in the news. It's a real time, and maybe exploring some of the more fun and out there theories could be better for everybody.
Yeah, like I took a day off from social media minus the posting about the bonus episode, but like I didn't go on Twitter, I didn't go on Instagram. I went on Facebook like 2 times just for funsies, but I was bored.
Yeah, and every time I see shit.
I keep seeing more updates. The Bruce story I told you yesterday, some YouTuber who rehomed her adopted son. I saw more about that in the 2 minutes I was on Facebook following a post about the other young autistic boy who was murdered by his mother. Like, there's just so much going on right now.
I opened up my group chat with my friends and there was a conversation about Regis.
Yeah. Because that's close-ish to us. Yeah. Like, it's
wild.
It's wild, and it's a lot, and like I do want to follow that just to see what happens, but like there was so much yesterday. I'm like, I need to take a hot minute.
So for like the next, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes, we're gonna kind of focus more on the conspiracy theory and comedy aspects to our podcast instead of the true crime.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got so much true crime. Listen to some old ones.
Yeah, if you are really into true crime and that helps you for some reason.
I think some people do enjoy that, older cases and stuff like that.
But. We have some great ones. Personal favorite of mine is the soap lady.
That's a good one.
Jasmine Richardson episode.
That's one of my favorites for sure.
And if you want another like fun conspiracy theory one, the April Month of Blood one is one that I enjoyed researching and recording.
That was good. I also really liked the Ernest Hemingway one. That one's not really conspiracy theory or true crime. It's just, but like, wild. It's whack, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, if you want true crime stuff, you can go back and listen to some old stuff. But in the next few weeks, we're going to take a step away from true crime. He says as he's about to talk about who killed John Lennon.
that's true.
But the focus isn't on John Lennon.
It's about who killed him.
I'll see.
But first, I have a story.
Fuck, dude. You have a story for
once. I've been sitting on the story for like a week.
Oh, shit.
Because I forgot about it last time we went to record something.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what my story was and I remembered it the other day.
What the fuck's your story?
Okay. So, like, it's been almost 3 weeks since it happened. I was at home and I was watching TV with my mom. I don't know what the fuck we were watching. Probably Bones or some shit. But there was a commercial. Commercial breaks, you know, it was commercial. It was fucking a ShamWow commercial.
ShamWow.
And it's the same guy and everything. I'm like, oh, they're just playing old ShamWow commercials? Weird. I haven't seen a ShamWow commercial in forever. And then all of a sudden they're like, buy like this big bundle, you get 2 face masks for free. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You're going to sell me a ShamWow face mask? Isn't the point of... I was very confused because isn't the point of the ShamWow is that it's super absorbent?
Yes.
And like absorbs all your... You don't want to wear a ShamWow on your face to absorb the bacteria? What?
Yeah, that's weird. Fun fact.
Yes.
The ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
He was arrested for punching a Florida for prostitute after she bit his tongue. back in 2000.
So obviously there was a lead up to him biting her tongue, her biting his tongue, maybe. Or she was like trying to be kinky and it didn't work. Either way, I knew he did something wrong, but so I just assumed it was an old commercial.
Yeah. But
then he's like, you can get these face masks and they're the same color, like they're like the bright yellow.
Yeah.
And they even have like ShamWow like sewn onto the side. Ew. And it's just like really gross and ugly. And I'm like, are you seriously re-airing like commercials to sell a ShamWow face mask?
That's whack.
I don't think you should buy a ShamWow face mask.
Nah.
It seems like it'd be a little bit counterproductive, to be honest.
Yeah. I made my own mask.
You did make your own mask. It looks really good.
If you want to see it, it's on my Instagram, but it's like a Jason Voorhees mask. And it's not like the full thing, but the mouth mask.
Just the mouth part.
And it's cool. I'm happy with it.
You put some fabric on the inside so there's not just holes, like, because your brother thought that's what you were going to do.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out with the holes. Thinks
you're dumb, apparently.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a fun mask story.
That's lots of, yeah.
It's a fun little story.
I was shook and mom was like, why are you freaking out? And I'm like, well, why are they selling ShamWow face masks? She's like, I don't know. That was the end of the conversation with her. She didn't care. She didn't think it was as interesting as I did.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
It's all capitalism, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of capitalism, I don't have, that wasn't a great segue, but we could, you want to hop into the conspiracy theory?
Sure.
Okay, John Lennon.
Yes.
One of the Beatles.
Yes.
He did the Imagine All the People.
Yes.
He did that song, right?
Didn't he also like, aren't people don't like him because he like, he beat his wife or something?
Well, we're not talking about
I'm
that.
Just asking if I'm thinking of the right person.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let us know.
Tell me.
On December 8th of 1980.
1980.
John Lennon was shot and killed by a man named Mark Chapman.
Okay.
Chapman was arrested by the police for it.
Fair.
But what if he didn't do it?
What if it just wasn't him?
What if it wasn't Mark Chapman?
I think I've seen the picture of like his glasses sitting on like a skyrise balcony or something with like the blood on them. I've seen that before. I think it was him.
So a man named Steve Lightfoot.
What's a fun name?
Has a website called LennonMurderTruth.com.
Oh, we're exploring another website?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
A little bit. And back in 2001-ish, he was driving his van around his town. It had a big sign that said like LennonMurderTruth.com on it. And it was painted and it was really whack. There's pictures all over online.
Okay.
And it was all to promote his I think it's his book.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe he has a book. If not, his website has updated since then to just be shilling his book.
Okay, so you can find the book either way.
Yeah, well, I was like, okay. We'll get to like the end of the theory.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this doesn't explain much.
Ah, I love it.
And I was like, okay, well, maybe like how much is the book?
Did you buy the book?
No. Okay. I clicked the buy book.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can't do this or what? Something. The website was down to buy the book.
Whack. Okay.
And so you just can't buy the fucking book.
Well, he missed out on a sale.
So Steve Lightfoot.
Okay.
He believes that the United States government is in cahoots with author Stephen King.
What?
And that Stephen King was the one who murdered John Lennon.
Why?
Well, let's explore the theory, shall
please?
We?
Please!
That's what we're here for. So, the first piece of evidence
yes.
that Lightfoot provides is that there's secret codes hidden in three of the big newspapers at the time, maybe magazines, I don't know.
Okay.
And when you put the headlines together, they make up a hidden code.
What?
Thinking about John Lennon. These are different headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny comes marching home. Kiss, kiss. Bang, bang. Ouch, ouch.
What?
The job Richard Nixon really wanted. Blasting the opposition. America needs a poet laureate. Maybe.
Maybe.
Heeding those subtle signs. Magazine maze. All the president's magazines.
What?
Yeah. So that he believes that it proves that the government was like hiding codes in the headlines for other people to read. I don't know.
This is why?
Why wouldn't the government just fucking call each other?
Yeah, like this is like
Hello, I am Richard Nixon. Like, hello, I am not Richard Nixon. Would you like me to murder somebody? Yes.
It even just seems like if this was, they could even just send each other letters. And if they really wanted to get fancy, put secret codes in your letters. Why are you doing it through headlines?
Yeah.
I hit my spring.
It makes no sense. So, continuing with the newspaper magazine
nonsense stuff.
There was an article written by a man named Roger Chapman.
Roger?
Who has no relation to Mark Chapman.
Okay.
However, he used the phrase, mark my words.
Mm-hmm.
And Lightfoot believes that him using the word mark in his article, and that his since his last name is Chapman, also in the same paper there was a person with the middle name David.
Oh.
He believes that this proves that Mark David Chapman was the one who murdered, or was like the one taking the blame.
This is a bunch of bullshit. That's, you're stretching. You're reaching so far.
I hope his shoulder doesn't start to hurt with how far he's reaching.
You gotta like pop your whole shoulder out at how far you're trying to reach with this.
Hey, you need me to cut your arm off to help you reach?
Yeah, put it in your other hand so you got like two all one. What?
Yeah. Okay. So, Lightfoot believes the reason that Richard Nixon wanted Lennon murdered was because that he was unable to have him deported because John Lennon was super like anti-war.
Okay.
He was super hippie.
Yes.
And so he was like, I don't like this. I don't know why my Richard Nixon voice changed. I don't know. He couldn't have him just deported, I guess.
Okay.
So that's why Nixon and the government wanted it.
Because this random man who happens to have some fame was like, I don't like the war.
Yeah.
When this is like the 80s and most people said, I don't like the war.
Yeah. However. Oh, wait, why am I saying however?
I don't know.
Now, how does Stephen King fit into all of this?
Please tell me.
I'm going to tell you.
Good.
Well, according to Lightfoot,
yep.
King actually writes about it in multiple books.
About John Lennon dying?
Yes.
Okay.
And some before and some after.
Interesting.
Including books like Salem's Lot, Dead Zone, The Stand, Carrie, The Shining, and in fact, Lightfoot actually claims that most of Stephen King's works have some connection to the assassination.
That's weird.
So, I'll read you a couple examples of what he thinks connects to them, okay?
Yes.
So, a note from inside of the jacket of Salem's Lot. A stranger had also come to the lot, a stranger with a secret as old as evil. All would be changed forever. Father Callahan, the bad priest, who put his eroded faith to one last test, in Mark, a young boy who sees his fantasy world become reality, and ironically proves the best equipped to handle the relentless nightmare of Salem's Lot.
What?
I don't know how that connects to it.
Where does... He said nothing about John Lennon or an assassination in there. I don't get it.
Okay, also from Salem's Lot.
Okay.
Mixing his drink, Ben said, I like your kids. They asked good questions. Tough, but good. Like, where do you get your ideas? Matt asked, mimicking Ruthie Crockett's sexy little girl lisp.
I'm sorry, man.
Wow, that was a sentence.
I don't like that.
Corey walked out into the living room ahead of Reggie Staggering a little. Oh no, this is a separate one.
Oh.
That was it.
What does a sexy little girl lisp have to do with anything?
I don't know.
I'm going to punch somebody, but like, what?
Oh, this one actually could somewhat relate. I believe from what, where was John Lennon shot?
I want to say New York.
Where? No.
No?
Okay. Not what I meant.
Ah. Oh, like where in the body?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Why can't I find this?
I don't know.
I want to say it's in his shoulder blades.
Oh, interesting. My guess was going to be his head.
Why does it not say? It just says the cause of his death was an assassination. Thank you. We know that.
We need more specifics, please.
Was shot. It just says he was shot. Yeah, so it hit him in the back.
Okay.
He was shot in the back. Corey walked out into the living room ahead of Reggie, staggering a little. His legs were rubber. A patch between his shoulder blades began to itch insanely. That's where he's going to put it, he thought. Right between the shoulder blades. I wonder if I'll live long enough to see my guts hit the wall.
Okay. So that's like the foreshadowing concept of Stephen King's and the assassination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, there's a lot of stuff. One of his characters in one of his books is named Johnny.
Wow.
Here's Johnny. I'll read you an excerpt of the introduction on the website.
Okay.
Stephen King writes all about it in the beginning of Salem's Lot, 5 years before the crime, where he writes about shooting a man in the shoulder blades, stalking a politician with a gun in Dead Zone, Johnny being the main character. He even writes about the fellow who killed John Lennon in, I believe, 3 books.
I believe.
I believe. He believes.
He believes. He's making claims, but doesn't actually know for sure.
And then what he did like a like actual page on his website that explores that more.
Okay.
And it has excerpts from all of the different books.
Oh, wow.
So, interesting, but I don't think that proves anything.
Not really. It is kind of weird, but...
Yeah. So...
Bad coincidence?
Also, according to Lightfoot...
Yes.
King admits it in an interview he did with Playboy. However, I read the interview, and all he really says is that he'd do anything... to like get across how evil he can be in his books.
So this man Lightfoot is saying that statement means he would kill a man with the U.S. government.
I'm paraphrasing, but yes. According to Lightfoot,
yes,
King apparently wrote a letter to him saying that he didn't have the full story, and then offered him a veiled bribe, air quotes.
Okay.
For listeners at home.
Yep.
To stop looking into it. And I can read you the supposed letter from Stephen King.
Okay.
You haven't got the whole story yet, but since you will not cease your investigation, I thought I may as well clue you to phase 3 DC whatever. I don't know what that means.
What?
It's a veiled bribe, apparently.
Him cluing him to something else?
Yeah.
What? That doesn't sound like a bribe.
Or DC to me. What? I don't know. I'm trying to understand what Stephen King's writing's horrible. If that is Stephen King.
If that is even Stephen King.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
I appreciate it.
Lightfoot also compares some pictures of Chapman, Mark Chapman, mm-hmm. to pictures of Stephen King, saying that they look very similar.
Okay.
Lennon was photographed with Chapman when he was signing something for him, I believe earlier that day or earlier that week.
Okay. Fair.
And to Lightfoot, it believes that Lightfoot believes that the photo was actually of Stephen King with John Lennon.
Oh, okay.
And that the government brought in the lookalike Mark Chapman to take the fall.
That would require them already knowing Mark Chapman looked like Stephen King.
Well,
I guess if it's a whole setup, you've got that figured out. But like, there's a lot of people in this country or in the States, in the world. You're going to try to find one man who looks like Stephen King.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So now we get to this point.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're wondering just as much as I'm wondering. Why the fuck is Stephen King involved in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, like, if he did do that, why?
Yeah.
Why on earth?
Well, it's not on the fucking website.
Of course it's not.
It doesn't say anything about why Stephen King would kill this man.
Of course it doesn't. Because that, he can't, there's nothing within his reach for that.
Yeah.
It's too far. He would need three arms to reach that.
At least three. But it might be in the book. I'm not buying the book.
No.
I'm not going to go out of my way to figure out how to buy the book. But
I'm not going to spend my money on this bullshit.
It might be in the book.
Maybe. God, I sure fucking hope so. I hope this entire, like, he didn't just write a book and leave out the part of why he thinks that's what happened.
Yeah. So, I was going to pretty much end it there.
Yes.
But I want to give you a little bit of insight into some of the stuff that Lightfoot writes on his website.
Okay.
So he has a section that is called Footnotes and New Developments.
This is also on the same website?
This is on the same website.
Okay.
And I think he uses it just like a blog.
Okay.
And it's updated to this day.
Whack.
The last update was on May 7th, 2020.
Shit. A couple weeks ago.
Yes.
That was exactly 3 weeks ago.
In this post,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot in this post.
Okay.
So I could read it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to break down some of the better parts and you can decide if you want me to redo the whole thing.
Okay.
So in 2001, early 2001, he started driving his van around with the signs on the side with LennonMurderTruth.com coming soon.
Okay.
Written on the side.
Yeah.
And apparently he was gaining momentum.
Okay.
His site was getting more views, whatever.
I can imagine. I would probably also go to a website if I just saw a van that said LennonMurderTruth.com.
Yeah. He claims that the government wanted to kill the momentum for his site. And so they caused 9/11 to throw off his momentum.
Sir, I don't think you're that important. I think they would kill you before they just bombed two buildings.
Yeah.
Or attacked two buildings with planes. I think they would rather just kill you before you made the website.
Yeah. He also claims that right before COVID started,
yeah,
he started driving his van around again.
Oh, so that's what started?
Yes.
A fucking pandemic?
The government started a pandemic.
Oh my God.
To hide this man's work from the public.
I think this is my favorite theory of where COVID came from.
The government did it just to fucking...
just to fuck with this guy.
Yep.
Fuck your website. Here's a goddamn deadly virus.
So he also claims that he was the first person to make a homemade mask.
I don't believe that, but all right. Go off, I guess.
And that he started the Blame China movement.
Why?
For deliberately attacking our president or the president.
So this man is openly being racist.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah. So that's the long one. or that's the first one. Here is like he signs off this blog post.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize how fucking long that was. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is it still going?
No. Okay. So he signs it off. Steve Lightfoot here. The most underappreciated hero on the face of the earth, if I must say so myself.
Of course he must.
My martyred life, so far 37 years worth. A testament to man's cruelty to heroes in general. Man's record of neglect exposed for all history. 1983 to present. I not only solved John Lennon's murder, I came forward under threat of death with evidence decades ago. You laughed at me, UC Berkeley students, 1984, when my father was killed in a plane crash and you ripped my flyers off of poles to suppress me several cities. And you froze me out locally, where my magazine and website van are concerned while the rest of the nation and the world supported me, and you put me out into the doghouse. I've had to live in my van over your reluctance to hire me, for going against your sick and cowardly cover-up. How could I have known that my biggest obstacle in breaking the news would be the corrupted public who will benefit most from it? I could keep going.
This is a lot.
Okay, so I'll show you.
Oh boy.
So this is his sign off.
That's just his sign off? That's longer than the fucking blog post.
Yes.
Sir, you just wrote a whole other blog. Sir, that's not a sign off. You just wrote an entire other blog.
Dingus. Now, oh. And then below he says, now do keep reading what is below.
No.
It's everything I couldn't fit into the above newsletter.
What?
Yes.
Why couldn't you fit it in the newsletter? I'm so confused. This guy doesn't know how to format things well.
Yes, this is a mess. Look, Steve Lightfoot, I don't 100% agree with what you're saying, but like, I'll redo your entire fucking website.
Please let me help you.
It's made for a phone.
It is. It's like a third of the screen. And maybe
it's
half.
It's not an HTTPS. So it's not secure.
Cool. It just looks really bad. There's just like this, like maybe not even half the screen is just like black with white text and the rest of it's all just white. And it's just...
So
maybe he's got encrypted shit on the white side, Zach. See if you can find him.
So his site was hacked.
Of course it was.
And the purchase button isn't working.
I like how that's what, if his site was hacked, all they did was make it so you can't buy his book.
And so it says, site hacked, purchase button not working, send check to below address, please.
Did this man just give out his address?
Yes.
If like, it's not even, like, a P.O. box. Like, it's his whole address.
No, it's a P.O. box. Okay.
That's different. You can only get mail.
No refunds.
Oh, my God.
No, it's 1,000 sold, no refunds requested. It's the real deal.
Wow. Yeah, I think most people, with books, most people don't, if they don't like it, they don't request a refund. They just go, this is shit, and throw it out or donate it to Goodwill or something. Or it sits on a shelf for a million years. Like, it doesn't...
Here is an excerpt from his about the author.
Okay.
Regarding what you may or may not have read or heard about me, let me assure you that it is almost all jealous hogwash. The government has its army of character assassins who want to scare you off of my findings by mischaracterizing and marginalizing me with untruths and slanted opinions. I am 100% pure American hero who discovered hard evidence in Lennon's murder and is brave enough to go public with everything until the world knows. And Stephen King is jailed for murder. Any other portrayal of me is designed to scare you off of the truth I have uncovered.
I would like to see this hard evidence, please.
Well, you gotta buy the book. $10.
All I've seen is some vague, like, vague quotes from books that were like, this is what this means, and like absolutely no motive whatsoever for why Stephen King would want Don Lennon dead.
Yeah. Also, Steve Lightfoot.
You need to chill.
Yeah, well, also just fucking get a fucking PayPal.
Seriously, set up a PayPal.
Set up a PayPal. Set up e-transfer.
Yeah, you could literally just, instead of send a check, you could just be like, send your money to this email address. E-transfer me.
If you would like to help me break this story and quadruple your investment after, I am looking for sponsors.
Zach, we should have got him to sponsor the episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see if there's anything hidden on this page.
Okay.
I've opened up the page source.
Nice.
But, like, with how bad the website is, I don't think there's going to be...
No, probably not. I just was, like, being fun.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like it.
He's just bad at designing a website.
I'm just seeing more things, and I'm like, what?
I do really like that somebody hacked his website just to be like, no one can buy your book, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want him to tell... It's the government, it's Lily.
The government, at this point... This just is, like, such tiny things for the government to actually do. They're either doing it or they're not. Like, you're either dead because you're exposing the truth, or they're just going to let you, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
They're not going to do, like, all these... They're not going to cause the huge, just, like, terrorist attack in the United States because this one guy's got a van and a website.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm just reading...
I can tell you're, like, half listening. What are you reading?
I can't... like make my brain like read through everything in one go.
Okay.
So like I'm going up and down just scanning things. I realized the next day that some of those samples might be used to forge a suicide note someday.
What? The only way they could do that is if they typed it.
And then he claims that he saw a man out of disguise without a blonde wig and blue contacts. But what if it's just a fucking different man? What do you think this man does with his life outside of share this?
It could just be a whole ass other man.
What is this guy's job?
I don't know. No one will hire him, apparently, for whatever it is.
I'm not trying to shit on him too much.
I'm quoting him at that point.
Yeah.
He said no one would.
No, this is me completely just shitting on him.
Yeah.
What?
Sir.
Look, I'm open to believing things.
I like to believe things, but I also like to have some sort of, like, oomph in it. Like, you're not giving me much here, dude.
Yeah. When I was doing the research for this, I was like, okay, do I want to do like multiple different conspiracy theories in this, or do I just want to do one?
Yeah.
And so one of the other ones I was going to do is that Dave Grohl faked his broken leg back in the day.
Why?
So in an interview he did, he was like, I really like the idea of a conspiracy theory. Like, what if I didn't break my leg?
So he started,
and I faked breaking my leg, got taken off stage, came back 10 minutes later, finished the show, and just had my crew make me a giant ass throne so I could sit for the rest of the tour.
So this man just created his whole own fucking conspiracy theory about himself.
Yes.
I do like that.
That one I enjoy.
That's funny.
But like,
do people actually go with that?
I don't know.
I hope so.
The more I read this, it just seems like a man who is too invested in one thing.
He's too invested in one thing, and he feels like he is very correct, and that, like, he is very powerful now.
Yeah.
This man is calling himself an American hero because he thinks he solved a murder that's already been solved.
Look, dude, I don't trust the government about everything.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking distrust everything.
Or if you're gonna, give me some more proof so I can believe you versus the government.
Yeah. I'm not gonna spend $10 for a 24-page magazine about perhaps
Is that all it is?
Yeah.
That's his book is 24 pages?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's not even a whole ass book.
He does call it a booklet. Okay. Like,
but still.
To his credit.
If you're going to... Why? If you're going to do it, do it. You're going to write a book, write a thick ass book about why this is what happened.
Yeah. And it looks like it's printed in black and white.
He really likes black and white, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say no disrespect to Steve Lightfoot, but I really shat on him a little bit.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, Steve, but like you need to give me some more evidence and fix your website, please.
If I can laugh at your theory is not strong enough.
Yeah. You haven't given me enough that my brain is like, oh, maybe. You haven't given me enough to get hooked on just a little bit, even.
Yeah. I can fully believe that Avril Lavigne was replaced.
God, I love that theory so much.
Fucking, apparently all of Fall Out Boy also was replaced at one point.
Oh, interesting.
And that Pete Wentz was the last one.
I really like the theory that there's like celebrities have like the chips, and that's why every like X many years they start to get a little whack because they need to get their chips replaced.
Yeah.
And then they come back and they're fine again.
Yeah.
I like that theory because that's just really funny.
They're fun. There's only so much fun you can have with a conspiracy theory, though.
But if you're gonna say this is what happened, and you're not giving me enough for me to believe that this is what happened.
I'm not convinced of Steve Lightfoot's findings.
No, I would like to see more. I would like to see a little bit more proof as to why he thinks this, because I'm on board. Like, I'm like, oh, really? Like, the all the writing stuff before we got into, like, specific one, where you're like, Stephen King apparently wrote about it before. That's kind of interesting. That's like, why? But, like, it's also very vague writings, and it's literally just him telling a story. So, like,
it's, yeah. I'm like, looking through some of, like, the writings. There's nothing here that was really, like...
Like, right on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently in Cujo...
Mm-hmm.
On page one, I think. I don't know. No, page 30. 230.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I did it. I made you sick. I made you hurt. I devised the agony just for you, and it will be with you always now, is italicized, and that's his proof.
I imagine, usually if it's italicized, isn't that like the character's thinking to themselves type thing?
I don't know.
Sometimes.
Or it's like when it's a narration, like a character's narrating.
Yeah.
It's just like something they want to put emphasis on.
Yeah, that's not, that's a character thinking something or saying something.
Yeah. Not
Stephen King direct. I mean, I guess technically it is Stephen King directly writing it, but like, does he mean it or does his character mean it?
Also, like, he didn't fucking make John Lennon sick. He just murdered him.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Steve Lightfoot, your theory is an from me. I did a thumbs down.
Yeah.
I forgot to do a fun fact.
You did. You want to do one now?
Yes.
I meant to remind you before we started, but then I forgot because I got excited about my own story.
if you're new here, Steve Lightfoot, this is for you. I'll find a good one for you, Steve.
There one about John Lennon in there.
It might be. But I'll tell you one about New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Oh, no.
No?
I'm not going to say one about New Jersey.
Okay.
I'll tell you one about Arizona, though.
Arizona?
In Arizona, there is a possible 25-year prison sentence for cutting down a cactus.
Huh.
I realized I didn't explain. I have this book. It's the useless book of the world's greatest book of useless information. And every episode I want to read one.
Yeah.
But I didn't at the beginning, and then I forgot to explain what I was doing and just read it because I was too busy saying that it's for Steve.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Now you know.
But yeah, that's the episode.
That is the episode.
Let us know what, like...
Do you believe this? Do you have more evidence for this?
If I'm bad at, like, putting this together, I'm sorry. I'm just trying.
If you understand Steve's evidence, could you explain it to me better?
Wow, are you saying I didn't explain it to you?
No, I'm saying maybe they can explain why it makes sense.
If you know... like the why?
Yeah, if you've got a motive.
I think that's the most important thing.
If you've, like, got a motive,
I can look at all of these and be like, okay, well, there's a theory here. But, like, I can't fucking say, okay, here's why.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue.
Same thing with the fucking, the last one we did. The Orwell. It was like, you've got kind of some points except for communism, but why? Like, explain that.
Did you just say Orwell?
The Orwell Today website.
Oh, why do you call it that?
That's what we've been calling it.
No.
You called it that a couple times.
I never once, that's the name of the website, but I never once said that it's the Orwell theory.
That's true. Did I say Orwell theory?
Pretty.
My bad. I meant, like, that episode, the last, like, two episodes ago.
The American Pie
episode. The American Pie episode. Sorry. I forgot what the song was called. I don't know why I remembered the website, but not the song.
The end of the episode.
Thank you for listening.
Steve,
in particular. all of our social medias will be down below. Make sure you follow us on there. If you are listening on Apple or have an Apple account, you should leave us a review, please.
That's it?
That's it. I'm getting faster.
Okay. Have a good night.
Thanks for joining us today.
Tonight. Holy shit, Lily. It's tonight. It's after dark.
It is after dark. You're right.
Ah!